Today's stuff is Tet Vav, and I want to go back to the Mishnah if you don't mind. If you remember the Mishnah we did, this was in the beginning of the previous Amud. There's all these questions, what's considered part like mamash, assumed as part of a sale of like a field or things like that, then or kerem, and what are the things that are secondary to it, that if you just call mashab tocha, that are, but if he doesn't, it's not included it. And then we also said the things that even if he says Kol Mashiach B'Tochah, not included. That's been the pattern of the Perek. Then we also brought the debate between Rabbi Akiva and Chacham whether Mocher B'Ayin Yafa or B'Ayin Ra, regarding if he sells something inside the field, whether he also sells the access to it as well or not. Ayin Ra, Ayin Yafa, if it's part of the sale. And then the Gemara, then Mishnah Kini Bamed Beimamurim. When does it say this? Bamocher. And I kind of hesitated at the time in terms of what the Beimamurim was going on. Now, does it refer to going on the, if you like, and I was sort of jumping between two Perishim, I think, if I remember correctly. You're talking about the Derech, or it's talking about all the secondary things. And we ended up settling on that it's talking about all the secondary things in the sale, that they're all considered, it's Matana, they're all considered part of the sale. And we had a very interesting Marafulda there, if you remember, and he says it's actually referring to the Derech. Okay? Now we'll see something now, meaning if you give Matanai, he also gives the Derech. We'll see something now, actually, that in his Perush, according to the flow of the Gemara, that's, I think, contradicts this. Because it's quite clear, according to the continuation of the Perush and the flow of the Gemara now, that when it says Bemed Ma'amorim, that's talking about all the so-called secondary things to the sale. That unless you say Kol Mashiach Patochah, they're not included. Like the Avanim, things like that, they're not considered critical to the field. Pardon me. So that's why the Gemara is discussing now. It says, that's why I have to go over that point if you don't mind. It says, Umma bein mocher umma bein noten matana. Why is there a difference if I'm selling something or giving a gift that the what's considered implicit in the sale or the gift would be different? So the Gemara says, Rav Bar Tava says, Beshem Rav, Shechen derech noten matana liot noten ba'ayin yafa. Because when someone gives a gift, he does so generously. Okay? And when he does so generously, he's including more than you assume in a mecher. That's understanding. In other words, I'm giving you this field, it's everything really is inside, even the things that aren't necessarily critical to it. That's a gift. That's one understanding. So it kind of falls onto the debate, the discussion with the debate in Rabbi Kiva Chachamim of Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra. No, when it comes to Matana, everyone agrees Ayin Yafa. Okay. However, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says b'shem Rav Yonatan, shechen derech halokuchot liot medaktikin. It's the way of someone who's purchasing a property to be very particular and specific, meaning when he's purchasing and you're purchasing a house, the parties are going to be very particular, saying, "Oh, is this part of the sale? Or is this not a part of the sale?" And if he doesn't say, "Oh, is this," if he doesn't question certain elements, he loses the right to those elements. So in other words, that's by a mocher. And the assumption is a mocher and a noten matana, according to this understanding, is noten ba'ayin ra'ah. Is not overly generous, both in the case of matana. The difference is when it's the recipient of the gift is not going to say, is this, like, he's a recipient. He's not going to say, oh, you're giving me this beautiful field. By the way, are those rocks included? Are this included? He's not going to ask those questions. It's like, it's embarrassing. You got a gift, so therefore that's why we include all those things. But a mocher, if you like, a mocher who would, in the case of someone who's a keach, sorry, who would have stipulated, I'm paying you all this money, is this part of this part of this part of it? Since he didn't say, I want also to ensure that part of the purchase is these rocks or the other things that we said aren't necessarily part of a sale, then he therefore, since he didn't explicitly say, is this included, this included, includes it, he doesn't get it. Okay, so I'll just read it, and that's. That is explaining the debate I said very carefully regarding the secondary things to it, say a general purchase. Okay, so in other words, according to the first understanding, mocher is a completely different. Sorry, I'm not talking about matana according to Rav, is a completely different context. The person's attitude to giving a gift is very different. He's very generous and he's including more things that would normally be included. According to Rav Yonatan, no, a mocher not matana is a noten ba'ayin ra. So it's assumed, like, it's the person doesn't want to give everything away. Now, if a mocher doesn't say, oh, is this included, is this included, inclusion, and it's his responsibility to do so, then they're not, those things aren't going to be included. Simple as that. But sometimes a recipient of matana, it's sort of a bit awkward for him to say, is this included? Is this included? So therefore, that's why it's included. That's why more things are included. Okay, that's just to repeat one more time. Now, again, as I said, the Mara Fulda said that has an impact on the Mishnah. He said that has an impact also for a derech, for a passageway. However, you'll see here in his Perush, that's not the case. As it says as follows. So Gemara says, okay, Ma Benehim, what's the difference between the two? And the case is Hektesh. In the case of Hektesh, Hektesh is different. Now, why so? Ma Nama Cheshen Derech HaNoten Manan Liot Noten Ba'ayin Yafa Af Hektesh, also Makdish, she gives Ba'ayin Yafa. However, Ma Da Amar Cheshen Derech Lo Kot Liot Medaktikin, well, Ma Ma Be Hektesh. In other words, going to the Shita that says that a Derech Lo Kuchot are the only reason why Lukuchot don't get everything, if you like, is because of Medaktik. What would you say by Makdish? Now, it's kind of interesting here because Moshe has a different track here, but he says, oh, well, when it comes to Gizbar, Gizbar's not embarrassed to ask questions, even though he's a recipient. So he would ask questions. So it kind of fits in that direction. But again, Marfolda doesn't explain it this way, he goes the other direction. Now, I'll read the Marfolda because we're going to explain the Gemara like the Marfolda because there's different girsas as it continues going on, and it leads to very different perushim of the Sugya. And we're generally committed to go with the Perush of Marfolda, so we'll continue to do so in this fashion for simplicity. Otherwise, it's going to get a little bit too complicated. So he says, Ma'amar b'Makdish. So let me just explain. He says, V'hadith nan. Now, the question is, what do we say by Makdish? Meaning, does it include everything or not? Meaning, all the secondary items? That can't be the question. Because the Mishnah itself says, Ha'makdish et asadeh hikdish et kulam, just like an Oten Matana. So what's the question by Makdish? So this is what he's saying. It's not asking to argue on the Mishnah. Shiur, meaning, even though all these secondary items, if you like, are being included in the sale, the question is, what about access to them? Oh, we'll explain access in a moment. Derech. That's the case by Rabbi Kivin Rabbanan. For example, if, now I'm going to change the example a little bit, if it was Makdish, just the bore, a water hole. That's the question. Does it also come along with it? Does the derech come along with it as well? And the Mishnah is shadim, the second thing is mechira bayit or sadeh, the things that normally not included part of a stum sale of a house or a field. Amra, that's what it says. That's when it's hanoten v'amakdish. That's when it's included like a noten and a makdish, because in other words, a makdish is exactly like a noten, but all those things are included. And I have to remember. Now, when it comes, that is because according to this understanding, it's not because it is not ten ba'ayin yafa, but simply because we says the mocher is like in a bad position for not challenging it. That's why he loses out on those extra things. Okay. Now it says, derech. When it comes to access, we have to be careful here. When it comes to access, that's talui bidata mocher of a noten. So it seems to be when it comes to secondary items or not. That's more of a reason to say that it'd be part of a matana than access. This derech to get there. The kiman de lo sfirali, and since this shita Rabbi Yonatan says is doesn't give ba'ayin yafa, so therefore you don't assume a derech necessarily comes with it. Linyan derech behektesh mai, what's it in behektesh? Meaning, af benoten lo amrinan ba'ayin yafa. Not 10, mikomako, maybe makdish ba'in yafa makdish. That even though when it comes to access a derech, but not 10 b'matana, that he doesn't, when he's giving that, he's not giving ba'in yafa, and therefore, according to Chachamim, like he's not giving access either. Okay? So do we say that makdish is exactly like not 10 b'matana, or name a makdish, or maybe. Maybe it's exactly the same. Sorry, that's on Makdish, but maybe when it comes to Makdish, he's even more generous, if you like, than with a gift. So let me just explain because I want to fold it back to the Mishnah to see what's happening here. When the Gemara says, Bemedvret, in other words, we saw the debate between Machra again, if someone sells one of the say, a well to somebody else, Rabbi Kiva says, well, it comes with it, Ba'ayin Yafa, access is part of it, whereas Chachamim say, Ba'ayin Ra. Access is not part of it. Then the Gemara went and says, "B'med v'rim b'mocher." So it's quite clear now, according to the flow of the Gemara, "B'med v'rim b'mocher" is nothing got to do with derech. Put derech aside. It's got to do with secondary things to the sale. Okay. Now our question is, okay, why is that? According to Rav, it's because Bayin Yafa. And if it's Bayin Yafa, then assumably the Derech would also be part of it as well, according to Rav. Okay? According to Rav Yonatan, he says it's got nothing to do with Bayin Yafa, why the secondary things are also part of the sale. It's got to do with the fact that in the case of a mocheh, it should be medaktik, and since he wasn't medaktik, and again, a mocheh, not tem matana is all it, like is gives ba'ain ra. Everyone, in all context, matana mocheh is ba'ain ra. And the fact that the lokeach didn't stipulate these secondary things, we said that was he loses out. He havale, he should have stipulated, didn't. That's why he loses out. Whereas not tem matana is a bit awkward. Makab matana, sorry, it'd be awkward to do so. But that's only those things, not the derech. Because the derech, the access to it, we said is bain ra. So just to explain the distinction, now, I'm not sure if this distinction works through the whole sugya, but this is where the Askel explained this part according to the Rashba. If we're talking about something enclosed in a particular space, I'm giving you this space. Well, in the case of Matana and Hekdesh, everything in that space, even secondary items to it, are included. If we're talking about access to that space, for example, it was Makdish just the boar, that's outside of it. Since it's Ba'ain Ra, according to his understanding, he wouldn't get access to it. It doesn't come with it. So then what's the question by Makdish? The question by Makdish now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is when it comes to Noten Matana, Derech is not part of it as well, just like selling it, according to like Chachamim. It's Ba'ain Ra. But with Makdish, we'll Makdish the, say, the boar, are we more generous now? Are we now buying Yafa when it comes to Hekdesh? That's the question. Okay, it's a difficult piece here, but it's important to understand all this, those factors, especially since last year we're kind of explaining it slightly different than what's happening in the Mishnah. Okay? Yes, you have a question?
When you say, are we giving with Ayin Yafa, does that mean, are we being mechayev otcha to give with Ayin Yafa?
Kind of. In other words, you're right. In other words, the assumption. I think what you're saying is a good point. In other words, is it the like when you say ba'ayin yafa hunoten, is it the assumption that mocheres do this or some of the makdishes do this, and therefore, what if one guy puts his hand up and say, "Oh, that wasn't the case"? Like that's effectively what you're saying. But
Yeah.
I think that's it's a strong assumption that applies to din that it would apply in that way. Okay, unless he stipulated otherwise. Okay. Fine. So therefore, the Gemara says Nishmani min hada. Now, my Gemara has in square brackets the part that's entered by the Pnei Moshe here, which is according to the Giris of the Rishonim, like the Ramban and the like. But again, we're continuing like Gemara full. This will continue without those square brackets, which I think is the Giris to have in front of you. It says Nishmani min hada hachin shechalku. When it comes to brothers that divide, yesh lehem derech ze al gabei ze. So you can imagine there was an estate, and the two brothers divide the property. Like, okay, you get the one half, I get the other half. The access to that property is still given. So this, let's say one's next to the road, one's more inset. The one inset has access through it. Okay, now what's the proof from here? What are you doing with it? So it says, "Kol achad," I'll read it. "Mafulda kol achad shi'ar lo chelek be'achiv lelech derech chelek achiv." He can go. He has access to get to his field through his brother's property. We saw in the Mishnah says, Achim Shechaku, they merit everything. Well, we just said now that doesn't everything doesn't mean everything. Everything doesn't include Hainu could Aman that which chutz min haderech. We've just proved that it's chutz min haderech access. He doesn't get every square meterage because some of that's given to his brother to access. So too, Vekiman, and so too in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Hamakdish is et kulan. Is Makdish everything? It also doesn't literally mean everything. It means also excluding the Derech, just like we have a Bamatana as well. The Kevin Shishva Tamatana, the Noten of Makdish Din Echad L'Kulam, it's the same Din by all of them. So, in other words, what's very interesting here is that we're saying, by according to Rabbi Yonatan, when someone's Noten Matana, he's not the reason why everything's included. Is not because he's not ten ba'ayin yafa. It's got to do with the difference of the attitude of like mocha losing and versus because what was it? Lashon derech ha'lokuchot liot medaktik, and then he wasn't medaktik. That's why Lokuch doesn't get it, but the makama batana was. But importantly, and again, this is just so critical. But he's not ten still k'dinu ba'ayin ra. That's why the derech to get it is included, and we just learned by makdish is exactly like not ten that the makdish someone's makdish say he's bor to the hekdesh. The derech is not a given as well. Like it doesn't include the derech. Okay? Fine. The derech is not hitzchutz min derech. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Vidrai Meimar Ken Amar Rebbe Lazar. We can also see that it was derived from here. That's why Rafael explains this piece. It says, Zaachin shechalku zachul bekulan, hamachzik b'nichsei ager kana, hichzik b'sadeh, hichzik bekulan, hikdishet hasadeh, hikdishet kulam. So I read this as a flow as opposed to there's a two dots in the middle of it because it's drawing all those three things together. And what's interesting here, the Ribaz explains on this point. He says they're all three connected to one another. And let's read the Ribaz. It by Meimar. He says, Gufet pashtem mematnitin diktani ha'achin va'umachzik b'nechse ager. They're both written together. Both the case of achin shechalchu and nechse ager. V'hatam lekemer b'nechse ager. That's someone who took property from a, like, sorry, who ager again, who had no yorshim, was a niftar, and therefore the property is hefker. And someone's machzik takes hold of that property. And there, clearly, Avatam Akula, when it says kulo, you can't say sader, derech al. He has no rights of access on any other fields. He was machzik, so it's what it was machzik is machzik. It excludes the derech. So too, Makdish and Achin Shechalku and all those other things is also doesn't include the derech, right? Access. Okay, let's continue. Now it says Rabbi Shimon Omar, Hamakdish Tzadeh Loakdish Ella Hacharuv Hamurka Vashikma Yashana. So this is, remember in the Mishnah that he said that someone's makdish tzadeh, it, if you like, includes, it's so, he makdish tzadeh, loikdish, he says he doesn't keep the hektish by Ein Yafa. That was his position. So all the extra little things that we said usually don't include in the sale, included, except for the charuv, that they, even though they're normally excluded in this situation, they would be part of it because they're your neck. The Gemara says, "Mitneshion kin Michel Hekdesh," because they draw just from Hekdesh. Now, the Gemara is here. The Gemara Fulda says it's still a continuation of the previous sugya. It says, "Mitneshishiyar lo derech," right? Im lo shiyar, it must be this Michel, because if he didn't leave a derech, then yon kin Michel Hekdesh. So, what's this referring to? Let's read my folder together. He says, "Im ken ki tisha by," let's say someone's makdisha house. The Amari says, "Chutz mina bor va'adut." This is the opposite. I makdish the whole place except for the bor and the dut. Okay, da'az shave makdish, because in other words, in that situation, since he explicitly said I'm not including the bor, then it's like a case of a mocher bayit stam. That's excluded. Because remember, if it's not, if, again, for hektish, it's a makdish, the house, it includes everything in it. The bor, the dut, all these things, right? But now it says excluding it, it's like a kind of mecher with excluded. Ve'im nomar, if you say deloshar derech labor, and if you say that he didn't leave the access for himself to get to the bor, it says, Im ken avale lenem. But then what's going to happen? Is if he's going to walk to get there, he's going to be nehenem in. Just like the, if you like, the tree that's your neck from the hektesh, that you have to say is part of it. Should, it says, Havale nehenem in. It must be that if he's meshayer, if he leaves out the bor, he's makdish the whole house except for the bor, this water access. Obviously, it has to be left the derech because v'lav dafke nakar. It says im lo shiyar derech yonkim min ha'ekdesh. It's not really drawing nutrients. Elishna derech. He's just using the same lashon to say that it must be that he's leaving out the derech. Otherwise, be nehenem min ha'ekdesh. So this is for like another proof that's coming into play that when he's makdish, he leaves out the derech. Now, the reason why I said I was being careful with the perish of the rashba before is because that's despite the whole house includes, if you like, the derech as well. Right, to get there, because the bor is inset. Nonetheless, it seems to be that because he says he's saying I'm excluding this bor, also it must be he's excluding the pathway. Otherwise, to get there, it'd be nehenem in a hektesh. And therefore, derech, the concept of derech is excluded. Again, so I just want to repeat this one more time. So it's very different to the way we're explaining what we also hesitated yesterday when we were saying the Mishnah, because now we're saying that that's got nothing to do with derech. That's clearly exclusively only got to do with, according to Parashat Rabbeinu at least, is the sort of secondary things within it, within a property that wouldn't necessarily be concluded with Excel, unless he says, I'm including everything that's in it as well. Okay. Beseder, let's continue. So Hadranalach Perak HaMocher at the Bayit, Hadranalach Perak HaMocher at the Bayit, Hadranalach Perak HaMocher at the Bayit. Let's limit the next time. It should be fine. Listen to the next parak. This is now the fifth parak. Hamocher tasvin, if someone sells a boat, machar tator and the mast, veta nest, the sail, veta igu, hogin is a ogin. This is igu, and this is the anchor that is also included in it. Bet kol manhigin, all the oars and the like that help move the water. Avalumach machar et avadim, any servants that came with it to operate, if you like, below tamartzufim. Martzufim here are the it says the amtachat the things that contain the stock for lo at antiki. Antiki is a parkamatia of the stock itself. Okay, if the boat happens to have so many like merchandise, yeah, then that's not included. However, as much malo, if he says I'm selling you the boat and everything it contains, well, clearly those all things are included as well. Maharatakaran, if he sells a wagon, lo maharataparadot, because the mules pull a wagon, but if someone's selling a wagon, it doesn't include the mules. If someone's selling the mules, it doesn't include the wagon. Machata predot or machata karon. Okay, and it's actually interesting. The Marafulda said that's provided they're not attached at the time. Okay, different perishim exactly. I explained predot as mules, but different perishim exactly what the predot should be. Okay, but let's continue. Macharat tzemed lo macharat bakar. If someone sells a yoke, it doesn't include the bakar. Macharat bakar lo macharat tzemed. If someone sells a like these bakar, these oxen, it would not include the yoke as well. And this is talking about haya tzemed hi ha'ol shetzomed u'mechaber shom yachlav. That's a yoke that sort of connects the two. They pull together as they're going pulling the plow or something. Now it says Rav Yehuda no. Hadamim modim. Well, it seems to be that the money would prove it. Okay, it's an amar lemachor litzemdecha. If someone says, I want to buy your yoke, and he says, b'matayim zuz for 200 zuz. That's an exorbitant amount for a piece of wood, a couple of pieces of wood. So therefore, it was it. And hadavar yodu is clear that when he says, I want to buy your yoke, it implies I want the whole operations, right? Your plow. Okay, which is include the animals to pull it. Sheinat tzemah b'tayim zuz. Hachem says ein adam adam raya. When it comes to money, that's not necessarily the cost isn't necessarily a proof. V'chamrim ein adam. Sorry. Next, hamocher tachamor. Someone sells a chamor lo macharat kelav. Now the kelav here in Shemar Fulda says these are kel. It says bekelim asui l'rechiva. If you're talking about the saddle, everyone agrees that it's purchased. Ki pligi the machlok it is bekelim shu'at hem the masoi. These are kelim that was to carry stock, all the stuff they need to move could go on sack, but this guy. So according to the Tanakhama, it said Tanakhama, even if this these saddle bags, I think they would be called. No, I think even if they're on the animal at the time when he's trying to purchase it wouldn't be included. However, Nachum Amadi says no, machar et kelab. That would even those things would also be sold. Now the Gemara says, oh, sorry, the Mishnah says, continues, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends. So he's very much depends on context. Last time was depend on price, so it depends on price. Now he says, if this ox in front of a kelav and all the attachments are on it, I want to buy this chamor, this donkey, then all the attachments continue, the pack saddle, things like that. Says, Zeh kelav mechurim. However, hamochahahu, I want to like a hamochahu. So it says, Marafuta says, "Have kishu'alo hamochahu mocheratali." You're going to sell me this one? Fuku mocher hamorstam. It's like selling like a donkey like this, right? Then kalav. Therefore, the mecharim afilu hen alav, even if it's wearing it. So again, it depends how it's termed what he's purchasing. Okay, let's continue. Hamachor ta chamor. Someone sells a donkey. Machar ta siach. Now here we're talking about a chamor that has a young donkey with it. Okay, macharat para, lo macharat bana. If someone sells a cow, a feeding cow, then it doesn't necessarily come with a calf. So just to explain here, I've read the Giras like we have it in front of us, but there's different nuskhot in the Mishnah here. But I'll just read the Mishnah. It says when it comes to siach, the benosha mechor, it says. That's why would you assume we're buying a donkey that the young donkey should come with it? So in the Bali it says we're talking about a case where someone says chamor menika, I want to purchase a feeding donkey. Well, in that situation, the chalav ha'aton l'maimahani. What are you going to do with the milk of a donkey? So clearly, elavade is referring to a feeding donkey, a donkey and its child. However, if someone said I want to buy a dairy cow or a cow that is feeding, sefer. Well, that's different because in that situation, so then the child doesn't come along because someone might want a cow that is feeding to simply produce milk, and it not doesn't necessarily imply the calf goes with it. Okay. Machar if he sells, he wants to sell a dung pit. Also, the if you like the machar et zivla, all the zivla comes with it. Machar bor, if he sells a water hole, well, the water comes with it too. Machar meimav. Machar shovach, if he sells a dove coat, then also all the yonim are implied as implicit as part of the sale. Okay. However, machar kaver, also machar kaver, buys a beehive. All the bees come with it as well. Devorim. Machar devorim. Now. However, if halakach perot shovach, if he is wants to purchase the offspring, the pro what this dove coat produces, so he does, right? In that situation, you can't take them all because taking everything that's born in there effectively is going to destroy the dove coat itself. So therefore, since he stipulated on what the perot, you can't compromise the whole structure of it. Otherwise, he should have said, "I'm buying the whole dove coat." So in that situation, where it says mafriach bricha rishona, the first offspring that are born, you have to leave there, and then the other ones after you can take it. So I'll just show you the Pnei Moshe. He says bricha rishona lo hamocher kadeshu leima, because if all the offspring go away, if you take away the offspring, then the mothers are going to fly away. So you need the first wave, if you like, of offspring to be there to keep the dove coat functionally intact, if you like. So he actually says the Pnei Moshe says X generation should ensure the first breakout doesn't will stick around. Okay. Chalot, let's continue. Perot kaveret. This is from the BI Notel, Shlosha Nechilim Umasarasam. Again, you can take the sorry, you could the it's talking about the different waves. So the offspring of it, in terms of you have to do it in a particular way that doesn't compromise it. So the first three. Lokeach takes the first Nechilim, three Chavurot. And then you can take that. I'll show you the mafold. It says, "Gimel chaburot moldot dvorim arishonim hayotzot min hakaver." You take the first three, if you like. I don't know how you work this out, but waves of like young dvorim. Or Malachi, you take to his kaveret. Shoshonim tovim, the first of gunachar ma'grua, and misham ve'elech yom misares. It's take one, leave one. Take one, leave one. Okay. Chalot dvash meniach shalosh. If you wanted to take the honeycomb from a beehive, that's what he's purchasing. Well. You can't take them all because then you're just buying the whole, beehive. So therefore, you have to leave two so it can still maintain and continue. And Zaytim, if it wants to take the olive wood, I should say, then Zaytim lakutz maniach because he didn't buy the whole tree. He has to leave shtei grofiot. Okay. So the common thing with all the with two branches so that this tree can survive. So again, the common thing with these things is if you're purchasing the whole thing, you got the whole thing. If you're purchasing products from it or parts of it. You have to do it in a way that you're not taking the whole thing because you didn't purchase the whole thing. Fine. Let's end the mission now. Gemara, sorry. Hamocher et hasvina. Tanya mocher et hasvina machar et haaskela. Now, askela, here, our fool says it's like the kevesh, like the gangplank or the ramp to get onto the boat. Ubora mayim, this is the water source that's within the boat. Shabbatocho. Aval lo machar et hayitzu'in va'ovin. So, the fool says here that. These are the merishim, some sort of planks of wood of some sort, but not the bridge, I guess. The ovin, sorry, that's two example. Ovin, that's for iskopa. Now, iskopa here says this is like ein gesher mitaltel, meaning abashalasvina. It's more like, not like a plank to walk across straight, but it's more like probably like a ladder that goes upwards, I guess. And the habotzit. Now, habotzit is a small, like a little lifeboat on the side. And used to take from the big boat to where you get to shore a lot of the time and take the little boat to go on. Okay. I'll just show you here quite clearly. It says the Sfina Katana, Lafisha Sfina Gdol Iefshar, unless you've got a proper what's it called? Port or a dock, then the boat can't actually get to land. So how do you get to land with a big boat? You have to get to land by going on the small boats. Okay, Lakava because close to land, the water's too shallow. No, machar this duget, which is also another way of saying the small boat, that is really functionally part of the ship itself. You buy the ship, you get the duget as well. Okay, Beseder, we'll stop here and continue from you for next time. Again, a line early, but this next sort of continues from here. Okay, Beseder, awesome.